AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research.
Full article.
Astera Labs 216% quarter leaves price 207% above fair value, with only 1.1x volume. Astera Labs remains one of the stronger semiconductor momentum stories, but the latest weekly evidence is more balanced than the price move alone suggests. Research brief. Astera Labs closed at $367.10 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 15.8% on the week and 216.4% over 12 weeks. The trend signal is active for a fifth week, relative strength is high, and semiconductor breadth remains supportive. The caution is confirmation. Volume was only 1.1x the 13-week average, while price is 103.1% above its trend line and 207.0% above fair value. Key points. A Lab gained 15.8% on the week, 57.8% over 4 weeks, and 216.4% over 12 weeks, closing 6.1% below its $391.00 52-week high. 2. The trend signal is active for a fifth consecutive week, with price at $367.10 versus a $180.80 trend line. 3. Market dynamics is positive at 1.62, but the signal state shows no fresh buy, making confirmation the main issue. 4. Volume reached 29.4 million shares, only 1.1x the 13-week average of 27.7 million and the 52-week average of 27.6 million. 5. Semiconductor context is favorable, with 84.1% industry trend breadth and 91.3% positive market dynamics breadth. But valuation distance is elevated, at 207.0% above fair value. Weekly price action stays powerful, but the read is not one way. Astera Labs added 15.8% in the latest completed week to close at $367.10, putting the cloud and AI infrastructure connectivity name near the top of the U.S. semiconductor group. The move follows a 57.8% 4-week advance and a 216.4% 12-week run, leaving the stock 6.1% below its $391.00 52-week high and at 92.2% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend signal remains active and has now held for 5 weeks. That keeps the ShareMaestro weekly tape constructive, especially with price 103.1% above the $180.80 trend line. The more difficult part of the setup is distance. Fair value is shown at $119.60, leaving the stock 207.0% above that reference point after a very fast re-rating. Semiconductor breadth supports the move, with A-Lab still outrunning the group. The sector backdrop is strong. U.S. technology posted an average weekly return of 2.0%, a 4-week return of 8.6%, and a 12-week return of 44.7%, with positive market dynamics breadth at 85.0%. Within U.S. semiconductors, the backdrop is even firmer. Average weekly return was 4.3%, 12-week return was 90.2%, trend breadth stood at 84.1%, and positive market dynamics breadth reached 91.3%. A-Lab ranks in the 92.7th percentile across the U.S. technology peer set, with a peer rank of 55 out of 744. In semiconductors, its weekly gain sits among the stronger movers, though Credo Technologies' 21.2% week was ahead. Over 12 weeks, A-Lab's 216.4% advance is close to Marvell's 218.3%. and ahead of ARM's 187.7%, confirming that the move is part of the AI infrastructure semiconductor bid rather than a stock-specific isolation. Momentum is strong, but volume has not fully confirmed. Market dynamics is positive at 1.62, and relative strength is elevated at 82.83, with relative strength up 195.6% over 4 weeks. The latest week also reversed the prior week's 7.5% decline, showing that dip demand remained active after the stock had already moved sharply from early May levels. Participation is the key caveat. Latest volume was 29.4 million shares against a 13-week average of 27.7 million and a 52-week average of 27.6 million, a 1.1x ratio on both measures. That is enough to avoid a weak volume warning, but it is not the kind of heavy confirmation that typically settles questions after a 216% quarterly advance. Risk is mainly distance, speed, and volatility. No major top-level risk cluster is flagged, but the numerical risk profile is not quiet. 13-week volatility is 12.7%, broadly in line with 52-week volatility of 12.4%. And the stock has recorded 19 downside weeks versus 33 upside weeks over the measured period. Average weekly gains are 10.4%, while average losses are 8.5%, showing a high beta profile in both directions. The main watch point is whether market dynamics can hold its positive reading while volume moves beyond routine levels. A volume ratio above 1.5x would give stronger evidence of institutional participation in the next leg. On the downside, the 180.80 USD trend line remains the key weekly regime level, while any fade in market dynamics near the 52-week high would make the fair value gap harder to ignore. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.